providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the top of the hour news at all the radio stations that carry our particular show. You know, I want to bring up an interesting question to Jimmy. I really don't understand the rationale behind the Democrats in the United States right now, where at a very difficult time like this, at a time when I'm paying close to $6 a gallon for gasoline here in the Northwest, I don't understand why the Democrats aren't trying to play the heroes and say, we're back to energy self-sufficiency, and look, that's all of the all the credit has to be given to the executive branch and Congress. What's going on, Jim, in your opinion, in that area?
So I think it's a complex question. I think it's a very good question, and it's one that most Americans are probably asking right now. Why can't they solve this, and why can't they, you know, fix this problem, when it's pretty apparent that increasing production and making U.S. independent from oil would actually help in so many areas? But here's my take and my opinion on what's happening inside Washington, D.C. You have an elected leader that apparently 81 million people, at least that's what they say, voted for, who really has no handle on his entire administration. And here's why I believe that's the case. I think there are multiple groups within the Democratic Party and the influencers in Washington that are pushing for their agendas. And one of the most powerful is the climate cult, the people that are pushing carbon, the carbon, anti-carbon mafia, if you will. They're pushing this agenda to shape America to become less carbon dependent. And so I believe they are making the influencers that are making policy decisions, like the energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, are making comments like, oh, and she did this week, she said this directly, energy companies have got to increase their production short-term and investment in order to help us out. But in 5 to 10 years, they need to be doing something different. Well, you don't do multi-billion dollar investments and then expect to just turn around in 5 or 10 years and lose it. No refineries built in the United States. So that carbon mafia, John Kerry's part of it, and of course a very influential, you know, AOC, a lot of the legislative people, Democrats in Congress, are part of that ideology. And then you've got competing ideologies. You've got the LGBTQ woke policy people that are really pushing social change on America, and they're very influential. Then you've got this group of former Obama foreign policy officials that are trying to go back 8 to 10 years and reestablish policies, foreign policies that the Obama administration tried and failed, but they feel obligated to do it for some reason. And I think those competing agendas are fighting for power, and there's no leadership that actually sorts out to ensure it's protecting the interests of the overall American people, the average American. And that's where the competition's coming. That's why they are not allowing leases on for new oil and gas, or why they're restricting, putting in significant numbers of administrative challenges and hurdles, because they actively and admittedly do not want the United States to be producing more energy over the next 5 to 10 years. And that puts us at a tremendous disadvantage. And that those little fights are clearly being overtaking the media, but also they're overtaking the Democrats' positions on many issues, and I think they're beginning to suffer politically for it.
Let's take it one step farther now. It would appear at this moment in time to any rational thinker that the Democrats are probably going to lose Congress. They're probably going to lose the executive branch if they don't make some changes, because more and more people are starting to realize that the U.S. is headed on a negative path. No question about that. So my question to you is, why aren't more Democrats coming out and agreeing with the obvious and saying, this is where I stand on this, and it's going to get our country back into really good shape? Why aren't more candidates doing that, Jimmy? Let me just ask one more question. Sure. It would appear that Mitch McConnell seems to be giving the Democrats a fair amount of strength right now.
Yeah, it is apparent. John Cornyn from Texas, the senator that's negotiating this gun control measure. What's happening is, in my view, the Democrats, they have control of the vast majority of corporate media. So they respond, as do many people in Washington, to what the Washington Post and the New York Times writes on a daily basis. So they have to, the Democrats have to maintain unity, and they're very good at that because their basic philosophy is kind of a unified view of more government, more control, and someone will save us. And so stepping away from that is very risky for them. Conservatives, on the other hand, are completely the opposite. You have people like Rand Paul, you have Ted Cruz, you have Donald Trump, you have people that like individual rights and liberties in the Constitution should override that collective mentality. Sometimes that separates them out, makes them, you know, like one on, you know, like a single-handed fight. And the Democrats know that they have strength and unity with a lot of people. So that's why they don't step away. And the reason why is people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have such a tremendous hold on the resources for their reelection that they will have to bow down to them. And if they step out of line, they know they get crushed. My thought is they're going to be crushed. It's going to show the weakness of the Democratic Party because of this internal fight between these multiple factions that are really not wide mainstream type ideas. You know, the gender fight. Why are we pushing gender ideologies and transgenderism to youth in schools? Makes no sense for most families in America. Why are they pushing? We know why they're pushing immigration, allowing, you know, masses of illegal immigrants, and that's a long-term effort to change voter rolls. But the foreign policy issues and the gas and the energy issues, people are just like, wait a second, you're crushing my family. And I think most of them don't buy into the rest of this, and they're beginning to step away from it. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it in the primaries. You're seeing much less excitement, much lower turnout from Democrats in the primaries. And the economy is really driving it.
The economy is. There's no question about that. We're going to get back into that in the final segment of the show, by the way, you guys. But I got to tell you, it makes no sense to me where somebody who vows, if they're elected, to protect the interests of the United States, and that includes a lot of Democrats, why don't they say what they really believe? Why doesn't Jeff Bezos, for example, realize that in any other country, he probably wouldn't have gotten as far as he's gotten in terms of his business? Why doesn't Bill Gates, who has to be a pretty intelligent guy, why doesn't he realize the same thing, Jim? I really don't get it. We got a minute left.
Well, they have their own interests. And as from your first position of why does somebody get elected and not follow up with the things he says to normalize and to protect the average person? I'll tell you why Joe Biden is that way. He's always been that way. He has been proven over and over and over again to lie, to make public statements that are absolutely false about himself, and he's willing to do anything to get elected. And of course, that's, you know, plagiarism got him pushed out in 1988, and there's been just numerous instances since then where he's pushed the same buttons. And for the other people, they just don't understand. They've got their own interests and their own financial interests, and they feel they can buy their way out of this, and they won't suffer the consequences.
They definitely suffer the consequences. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another commercial break. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show.